Vision.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and normally we have Stephanie and Brian sitting in the studios on Sundays, but, well, they're off at a Bitcoin event, which, you know, has become really important. Stephanie co-hosts Let's Talk Bitcoin, and so, you know, that's bread and butter. She's got to go to these Bitcoin events. So I've got Daryl sitting in.
Well, Stephanie and Brian were here Friday, so people could still get their weekly dose of Stephanie and the Golden Triple Black Stallion.
Yes, I heard the show, and we have to talk about all the problems of marriage. Oh, marriage. Oh, whatever. 855-450-FREE. It's really dragging this nation down, the institution of marriage. Good Lord, that's our problem. What we've got on the plate this evening is a bunch of ludicrous stuff. And here's one of the things that I wonder. I wonder, has this nation gone crazy? Has the world gone crazy? Because I don't think that the kind of things that we're going to be reading tonight necessarily happen in other countries. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but this seems to me to be, it's so insane, and I just don't hear these kind of things happening in other places.
I don't know, Mark. I read something last night. I don't know what country it was in because the article was poorly written and didn't mention, but all of the people had very Arabic-sounding names, and it was an article about a nine-month-old that was charged with attempted murder.
Yeah, I did hear that. I did see that article. I think it was in Pakistan where that one occurred, and it's very strange stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, as I understand, the charges were dropped, and the police officer was chastened for bringing charges against a nine-month-old. And I guess there were other people that were throwing rocks at him and stuff. But it was just really strange.
Right. My understanding from having read the article, and again, as I said, it was very poorly written. It sounded as though the grandfather went somewhere with the nine-month-old and something happened to where they were cutting people's gas lines. And, well, the nine-month-old is here. We've got to charge him.
That's kind of how it happened. So this story I've got here is from Philadelphia. I've got it from LibertyCrier.com. And it's a two-year-old has been charged $50, given a $50 ticket for tinkling in a piece in an area of grass outside, sort of in a walk area.
So here in Keene, New Hampshire, they call that effluence.
Okay. Now, this, I don't care what they call it anywhere. Sometimes children, when they're, you know, they're young, right? Like, they got to go. They, as a parent, you don't know how long they can hold it, and just kind of one of those situations. So I've queued up the audio here, and it may or may not be that it's going to come through because I don't know that much about this particular computer, but we'll see.
When you got to go, you got to go. And a two-year-old got his first summons, his crime peeing in public. His mother says she was in a clothing store in Philadelphia, and kid needed to use the bathroom. But the store told him, no. So the boy went over, tried to walk, hold it as much as he could. And then, like a little boy does, they have to pee. So he took care of business. Officer approached him, handing him a $50 ticket in public for urination. His mother says she's not going to fight this ticket.
It's not about the $50. It's not the issue for me. I want a place that feels friendly to me, that my children will feel safe and have positive experiences with police officers.
So she says her mother is now going to fight this ticket, not going to fight this ticket.
Yeah, it sounded as though the reporter said the mother is not going to fight.
It just sounded like the reporter said the mother is not going to fight. And so there was no real, you know, if you're from certain areas in the country, nah could be now and nah could be not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, so from what I can tell, the mother is going to fight this. And it's insane. It's just insane. And I don't know, it's from the cops going after lemonade stands to, you know, I mean, we've seen stories where they're destroying basketball hoops and all kinds of things. And it's like, I mean, are they just hiring unqualified people? What's happening? Does anybody support this? First, I suppose I should ask this. If you support the ticketing of a two-year-old little boy tinkling, nobody's listening can really, I mean, maybe you've seen the story, maybe you haven't, but I'm going to try to explain. So sometimes when sidewalks have this little strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street, it's not exactly a median, but it's sort of functionally a median for the side between the sidewalk and the street. So it's just a little strip of grass in there. There was a fire hydrant in this particular strip of grass.
That's where dogs go.
Dogs tinkle there, and no one gets a ticket for it, right? And this little boy decided, well, you know, let's not forget that they didn't have a bathroom in this business, and sometimes businesses don't have public restrooms. Are businesses required to have public restrooms? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I know the answer is when you're 2 years old and you have to go to the bathroom, let's go right now. That's the answer. And so this little boy decided, of his own volition, I guess, went out there, tinkled. I assume his mother was nearby. I would not allow my son to just wander out of a store on his own, standing within a few inches of the street, tinkling on a fire hydrant.
Right.
It wouldn't be. But I would stand there. I would stand there and I'd hold his hand. And I would be proud to do so, to stand as his protector in a situation where he may feel vulnerable. And I would attempt to shame any law enforcement officer that came up. I would pull out a camera. I would ask him for his badge number. Listen, I need to know who you are.
Because my badge number's on the ticket.
Yeah. Great. What's your name?
Officer.
Officer what?
Officer, I just gave you a ticket. Now get out of here and give us money.
Well, I'm a citizen. I pay your paycheck, and you're going to tell me who you are.
Now you're being disorderly.
I was born disorderly.
Now you're under arrest.
I've got this on video, and we're just going to find out what your commanding officer has to say.
Oh, and now you're wiretapping.
Please, put me in the back of your car and take me to him. Put my two-year-old in, too. Handcuff him now that you've given him a $50 ticket, because I want this on TV so your mom can see this, you stinking excuse for a law enforcement officer. It's so disgusting the way these guys operate.
Mom's going to be so proud.
Right. The officer that handed out this ticket has a mother, and I can't, and he was too. I assume it was a him. I don't know for certain the gender of this officer. It's ridiculous. It's beyond the pale. And we have a whole lineup of stories this evening of news of, I call it news of the weird, because sometimes weird things happen. But this isn't weird. These are people. People empowered by the government, given badges and power. Not always. It's not always cops. There's lots of enforcement bureaucrats out there.
Yes.
And they're all about as accountable as the next one, which is to say,
they're not.
Yeah, almost entirely unaccountable.
If you try to sue any of them, then it's going to get thrown out. And the court is going to say, well, they have this immunity and that immunity and this other one. Oh, and I just made one up.
And I wonder, because it seems to me that there's a good chance that every other person listening to this show right now has had a situation with a police officer or some other government bureaucrat that was just stupid. I mean, I've had several, and I'm not an extraordinary individual. I mean, there's no reason they would particularly be bothering me. I've had several. One time I was walking along the street. It was in the evening, maybe 10 p.m., and an officer stopped and talked to me, asked me a bunch of questions about walking at night. Well, I don't have my car. It was, yeah,
why don't
I'm
you have
16.
A car?
And they wanted to look at my camera that I had. And, of course, I turned it over to them because I didn't know any better. Just hassling me. And it's ridiculous. I think that this goes on far too often. And no one calls them to account. This officer should be held to account for hassling this two-year-old. I wonder how this little boy is going to grow up. Is he going to grow up respecting police officers as heroes?
Probably not.
As people he can go to when he's, you know, scared or alone? I don't know. I think that's getting ruined. I think it's getting ruined by a generation of terrible police officers.
Yes.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
People are waking up. People are saying no to GMO, gluten, toxins, and sugars. The masses are moving to holistic, natural, and organic foods and supplements. LifeGHD is a non-GMO, gluten-free product that helps your body overcome sickness and obesity. You need to order to experience the change. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. You need to order to experience your health change. GetTheTea.com.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Pro XPN call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Like I said, normally Stephanie and Brian here, they're out for, I guess, a Bitcoin event, and be away this weekend. So
and next.
And next all weekend also. Yeah, indeed. So it's us here on Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Talk about whatever is on your mind. But what we brought in, we had this gaggle of stories that were, you know, only related by their ludicrousness. Their sort of petty ludicrousness. This first one was a situation with a two-year-old who was ticketed $50. I assume the expectation is his mother will have to take care of that.
Yeah, that's actually the title of the article is Child's Mother Given $50 Ticket After imagine. Two-Year-Old Tinkled on the Street.
Yeah, and the ticket is for public urination. It's not for your child publicly urinating. It's for public urination. So the mother should have made the officer give it to the kid.
Yeah.
You know, my son, you know, he loves Legos, and the Lego City things is full of cops. And he likes them. And I can't imagine what a situation like this would make him think about a police officer. Now, I don't want to taint his view of the world. It's not what I'm looking to do. But I'll call out inanity when I see it. And people, you know, they're beasts that tend to group folks together. You know, they'd say, well, this group does this and this group does that. That's kind of what they do.
I'm curious what your son thinks about judges.
I don't know that he knows anything about them.
Well, he was at the one hearing for something, the Robin Hood trial, I believe. And the judge yelled at you and threatened to arrest you for not getting up to leave fast enough.
I don't think that my son even recognized that man had any significance.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, he's just a guy sitting behind a desk. My son's seen plenty of live theater. This was just boring live theater to him, I'm sure.
It was boring live theater to me as well.
Yeah, it's just that lives hang in the balance.
Yeah.
One of the problems. And yes, the judge did yell at us and threatened to throw me in jail because my son made some noise while we were getting up to leave. We were getting up to leave. I made that clear. The judge said, you must say one more thing and I'll throw you in jail. I said, in between, oh, great, now scar him for life, why don't you? I believe I said that in between. And that's when he said, you say one more thing, I'll throw you. Because he doesn't have anything to say to that. But anyway, that judge also ruled recently that apparently when people put in a referendum, that politicians can just screw that referendum up as much
and
as they want.
The interesting thing is there was another court decision 3 years ago regarding this same thing, and the other court ruled that putting the word not before the verb definitely eliminates the subject matter.
Okay, so if you're going to talk about it, then we actually do have to explain it. So in this case, there was a school board meeting thing.
School district, yep. Deliberative session.
And you're allowed to enter in sort of referendum type things?
It's called a warrant article, but yeah, it's pretty much the same thing, where if you get 25 valid signatures, then your warrant article goes on the ballot for a vote.
Right. But they decided to just pencil whip the hell out of your ballots. They you know, for ones that said that, you know, the above article, they put them at the top so that it was no above article.
And then they amended it to make it strictly advisory.
Yeah, so they took the teeth out of it.
And there were four where the word remove and repeal were
stricken.
Amended to say ratify.
Yeah. So actually changed the entire, made the meaning of the thing the opposite. And a judge ruled, oh, that's fine.
That's
so
fine.
25 citizens of this town needed to put this in, and these people just whipped the rug right out from underneath them.
But,
and then they praised democracy in the process.
But if you put the word not before the verb, that does eliminate the subject matter, but changing the verb to be the opposite is okay.
Well, it's obvious it's insanity, and,
right.
And this is, you know, but this is that what we're talking about there. That's the normal sort of political hooliganism that's gone on for as long as people have been able to, and as long as there's been politics, people have done whatever they could to disenfranchise other people from the process. And there's nothing unusual there, but there's these stories where sort of crazy things happen. This one with the 2-year-old ticketed for peeing in public. Daryl, you said you had a situation where the police held a gun on you for robbing yourself?
Yeah, I actually have two instances to where cops thought that I robbed myself. The first is the one where the cop pulled the gun on me. I was working not really a third shift. I went into work at 4 o'clock in the morning, got off at noon, would go to bed about 5 or 6. And I saw people walking around on my front porch before I went to bed. So I opened the door to see who's walking around on the porch. Because it was a shared porch between other apartments in the building. But still, you know, like, who's walking around on my porch?
Yeah.
Open the door, and I'm greeted with a gun about 6 inches away from my face and a police officer yelling, "Drop the stereo." What are you talking about? And then, you know, question about identification. I was like, I live here. I've got to walk inside to grab a driver's license to show you who I am. And she had the gun still drawn while I went in and grabbed my wallet. And then she yells around to the side. He's on the porch. And
like, so a bunch of people with guns come.
I think that they were getting ready to, like, bust in the window on the side of my apartment to come in. And, yeah, so then wound up, oh, okay, everything's okay. And then a couple of months later, another situation to where I, you know, got stopped, this time actually stopped while driving by a police officer who thought that I had robbed myself because I walked out of my front door with a bag of laundry, tossed it in my truck, got in my truck, and took off driving down the street. Pull around the corner, like half a block up, lights come on. What's going on? Cop walks up to the passenger door with his hand on his gun.
Mm-hmm.
Knocks on the window. I had to lean over to roll it down. And he's still got the hand on the gun. Like, what are you doing in this neighborhood? Sort of questions. And then
I love those questions.
Ultimately, here's your $10 ticket for not wearing your seatbelt. Have a nice day.
Mm. $10, huh?
Yeah, that's all it is in Alabama.
I see. They should make it a $1 fine and then Noah, they never hand it out. It wouldn't even bother. It's a one penny fine. These are absolutely ludicrous stories. You have one that you brought in too, right?
Yeah, there was a woman down in Massachusetts who was arrested for a $5 fine, or not a fine, a $5 dog registration that she was late on the payment and wound up getting arrested.
Oh, we had a story like that a couple of weeks ago. The woman who was thrown in jail because she didn't go to court for some dogs that had gotten loose. It's amazing. 855-453. Can you defend this behavior? Is law and order going to crumble if we don't hand out tickets for nonsense? 855-453.
A 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in with whatever's on your mind here in the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We've been talking about sort of ludicrous things going on in this country, and I feel like, I don't know if this kind of thing happened a generation ago. But it seems like the extra hiring that's gone on with police officers have put in some really unqualified individuals. And I don't know why.
And a lot of it seems to be that the police departments are specifically targeting people just getting back from Iraq and Afghanistan to where, you know, like everybody you encounter is an enemy because you're in a war zone. And so you're going to be on a completely different mindset transferring from a job to where everybody's the enemy to where you're supposedly there to protect and serve, but people are still acting like everybody's the enemy.
And whatever transition period it takes for a soldier to become a police officer, we all have to bear the cost, right? I mean, the legal system hasn't shown itself over time to be particularly good at policing the police. Those that watch the watchers, well, they're generally the watchers themselves. And,
right. It,
you know, just what we've seen is it's not an incredibly efficient system. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE if you've had any kind of crazy cop stories or whatever, crazy bureaucrat stories, because this isn't limited by any stretch of imagination to police. Whatever's on your mind. That phone line's brought to you by ProXPN. And what ProXPN is a virtual private network. You use it to encrypt your traffic from your computer to the website to which you intend to go. It makes it so your internet service provider, the company that provides you with your internet, doesn't know where you're going, doesn't know what you're doing because it's encrypted. Because these companies, I think by law, they have to encrypt a certain amount of months worth of your activity. That way, if the federal government or whatever policing organization comes to them and says, hey, cough it up, well, they've got it right there. And you never know. There's interesting stories about people who having been targeted for their searches because they could be terrorists because of the things they looked up on the internet. I don't need that in my life. I don't need them building a case that is erroneous against me. And that's one of the reasons I like ProXPN. Another is, what you think you're doing. And I have to research all kinds of crazy things. I'm a talk show host. I'm looking up all kinds of odd things on a regular basis. Don't you as a listener want to know how easy or hard it is to find out how to make a bomb on the internet? Who do you rely on to give you that information? Well, if Free Talk Live is one of your go-to sources for information, you're relying on me. So I need to be able to answer the question, how hard is it to find out information on how to make a bomb on the internet? Well, I'm not interested in somebody saying that, something blew up within 50 miles of my house. It must be my fault because I searched how to make a bomb on the internet. That's the kind of crappy cop work that I'm concerned with. And if you're concerned with those things, plus, let's not forget if you're, in some institution somewhere that blocks internet, you going to certain places. You need to be able to get to you want to be able to get the information you want to be able to get to. That's what the internet's about, providing with the information you need today.
It's like not even an institution, but sometimes internet cafes or restaurants will block off certain websites that they deem to be inappropriate.
Yeah, that makes some sense. I mean, I can see why you would want to do that. But you want to get to the websites you want to get to. A lot of times Free Talk Live will get blocked on many of these things. I know Free Talk Live is blocked on several businesses and governmental websites. And that leaves us with the last one. You're talking about cafes, airports, places like this. People get online. They forget. They forget that they're putting their public information out there. Somebody's searching looking at the traffic that you've got going between this and the public router. They've got all your info. You need a virtual private network, and ProXPN can do it and do it very elegantly and cheaply. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. When you purchase the premium program there, use coupon code FTL20. You'll get 20% off for the lifetime of your account. Every single month or year, however you pay. You pay the annual way, it's $5 a month. It's really inexpensive. And you can pay with Bitcoin and get an additional 30% off. ProXPN.com/FTL. And that they bring us the phone lines at 855-450-FREE. So you were going to tell us this bizarre story here?
Yes, out of Holyoke, Massachusetts, which is not too terribly far away from here, a woman named Ann Musser was arrested at her home and spent 4.5 hours in jail because she was tardy in paying her $5 dog license fee. Well, actually, the Holyoke city clerk assured the author of this article that Miss Musser was actually arrested on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear in court over the tardy $5 dog license fee. Musser is a little preoccupied these days.
This is how the progression of violence. So people will say, you didn't get in trouble for this or that. No, it wasn't about the dog license fee. It's about going to court for the dog license fee. If you think, this is a $5 problem, whatever, they'll just send me a fine, I'll pay it off. I don't need to go to this court. Well, surprise, that guy wearing the silly black muumuu up there, that guy thinks he's pretty hot stuff. Well, and he thinks that you've got to be in an appointment with him. Now, I understand it's not very nice if somebody misses an appointment. It's not like you set the appointment, they set it for you.
Hold on. But the thing is, Mark, she actually went to court.
Oh, God. Was she so deaf she didn't hear him call him?
Hold on.
I've seen that. I've seen them arrest somebody who is too deaf to hear them call their name.
Miss Musser is preoccupied with ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Which may explain why she put the $5 administrative fee on the back burner. But then again, it's common practice in Massachusetts to refer people to court after they've ignored or simply missed a notice of tickets for even the pettiest of offenses. And
it's called Taxachusetts for a reason.
And since petty offenses have proliferated, including non-payment of fees for the most mundane of activities, court referrals and encounters with the police over BS are not uncommon. Musser and her husband are also repeat offenders, according to the city clerk, referring to the dog license issue. Licenses for dogs are required by the state of Massachusetts and by the city of Holyoke. The city clerk said, "This is not about the collection of administrative fees. This is a violation of the city ordinance." So going down to the court thing, Musser told the local newspaper that she paid the $5 license fee and the $25 late fee, but only after the court proceedings had already begun. She claims she attempted to appear in court and cooled her heels in a courtroom for 3 hours.
Wouldn't doubt it at all.
But left after her complaints that seating a woman with a faltering immune system in a crowd might be less than brilliant, and that fell on deaf ears.
Yeah, they could care less. Everybody who works at that court system feels completely unresponsible for this woman going to jail over a late dog license. Hey, lady, we got the rules. I'm just here doing my job. You know, and it's true, if any one of them said, I can't live with myself anymore, I cannot be part of a system that throws an old woman in jail for a late dog license, I can't do it. Well, if they quit, then somebody else will just take the paycheck and the bennies themselves. Because this is how the government works. Government uses force on you and tempts other people into the process with promises of money and benefits.
So
people that don't actually do anything productive in the process.
After complaining and being there for 3 hours, armed men were sent to nab her because she chafed at remaining in court.
855 453 ludicrous cop stories. You think this is appropriate? 855-4.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. I'll give you that number again. It's 855-450-3733. That's how you sort of use the numbers to spell out free. Also, you can, it's like phones. They got these weird numbers on them, and I don't know. That's just the thing. You put words instead of numbers. 855-450-free, brought to you by ProXPN. You can also use Skype. We are LRN.FM. That says LRN as in Liberty Radio Network.FM. That's our username. You send us a contact request. We'll approve it during the show. It's just that easy. And then you can call us on Skype. And frankly, the audio, better. Skype.
Much.
Yeah, just great audio. So you can give us a call there at 855-450-free. The reason that I live in New Hampshire, and Daryl, I believe it's the same reason for you, is because I joined the Free State Project.
Yes.
Now, the Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 folks to New Hampshire. There's a five-year window once we reach the number 20,000. We're currently at like 15,555 or something like that, some number like that. And we're, you know, on the way to hitting 20,000, maybe next year, maybe the year after, not 100% sure. But it's happening. And the idea is to get 20,000 people that believe sort of similar stuff. Not the same by any stretch of the imagination, but similar stuff. The idea that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. That's a pretty noble-sounding cause. Yes. What happens if you get 20,000 people like that in the state? Well, I can tell you what happens if you get 1,500. You see some dramatic changes. You see the production of media, Liberty Media. This is the center of the Liberty Media production universe. More people producing Liberty Media in New Hampshire than anywhere else in the world. You see legislation, some bad legislation being turned around a little bit here and there. But what you see mostly is a libertarian veto in the New Hampshire House. No bill goes through without passing through the 80 reps that are part of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. That's a pretty powerful caucus, and you can't claim that anyplace else. You would say that there's probably more civil disobedience going on in New Hampshire for the Liberty Movement type civil disobedience than anyplace else, too. Now, you can say what you want about that civil disobedience. Some people have less than positive things to say about it. Nonetheless, it is happening. And that's what makes the Free State Project unique. And you can come and Join us at our big annual event, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a camping event out in the woods in Lancaster, New Hampshire, once a year. It's going to be from June 22nd to 29th, and you can find out more by going to porkfest.org. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, porkfest.com. And we've been talking about kind of crazy stories of government bureaucrats and things that happen. We just talked about a woman who was arrested for being late for a dog fine for her dog license, or not the fine, the license fee. She was a couple of days late for the license fee, and she sat in court for 3 hours. Felt like because she has a compromised immune system, because she's got ovarian cancer, she's on chemotherapy and stuff like that, sitting around in a big group of people, it was a bad idea, so she left.
And I've been to court in Massachusetts, and I can say that it's not well ventilated.
Yep. So they
very stagnant air.
Yeah, so jail is too. So that's where they threw her. We also had a 2-year-old who was ticketed for peeing in public in a little grassy area. It's real nice. And here's another one. Another great one. Got an 11-year-old building a tree fort. Says an officer pulled a gun on him and his friends. This is from prisonplanet.com, but I did check the original source. The original source doesn't have the verbiage here transcribed, so the original source is wsbtv.com. And so this legit story, it says, according to 911 records, Henry County police were called after a neighbor noticed the children chopping off limbs from a tree, an activity that she claimed was hurting the environment and creating tripping hazards. I suppose there's an argument to be had there. Police arrived on the scene to find 11-year-old Omari Grant and his friends playing in a small patch of trees. Now, I did this when I was a kid. We called them forts, but they were really just big bushes that we'd go around in and climb in and, move around some stuff that maybe homeless people left there. I'm not even sure what it was, but we called them forts.
Now, just to pause you for a second, when you said tripping hazard, something totally different popped into my head, and I guess it says something about the crowd of people that I hang around. I was immediately wondering how cutting limbs out of a tree would affect one with, like, ingesting LSD.
Yeah, that wasn't what the case was.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's the children, the police officer said... Oh, I'm sorry, I missed the spot here. In a patch of trees, they're prompting at least one officer to reportedly draw his firearm and force the boys onto the ground. I'm thinking this is an overreaction here. I was thinking I don't want to be shot today, so I just listened to what they said, Grant said. As the child lay face down, the officer allegedly screamed profanities as he forced them to spread their arms and legs. Grant's mother, Janice Baptiste, detailed her son's experience in an interview to WSB-TV. All he could do was get out at the time was, Mom, he had a gun in my face. He had a gun in my face. So my son was, of course, traumatized by that. After the children were searched, Grant was taken back to his home by the officer, who was startled Baptiste with his unstable appearance. He just came up with this attitude, such a I'm a whole physical appearance of I'm a big Mr. Big and Bad. Grant says he was now he is now hesitant to play outside with his in his own neighborhood, afraid of the very police that he once looked up to. I learned that they're supposed to help you and not make you feel scared to even come outside. Edgar Dillard, whose wife made the 911 call, was reportedly stunned to hear the neighbor boy's encounter with the police. Yeah, that's pretty shocking to hear the gun was pulled on a child, Dillard said. Baptiste was filed an excessive force complaint with the department, which is now open an internal investigation. When questioned about the officer's actions, Sergeant Joey Smith remained relatively tight-lipped. You know, you're not going to comment on this kind of thing. It could open us up to a lawsuit. If it was justified, then we'll deal with it. If it wasn't, we'll address that as well. So, there you go. Officer may very well have been justified in pulling a gun on 11-year-olds and making them lie down in the dirt because they were playing and building tree forts. I just don't know where we get this stuff.
I'm at a loss for words here. It's not like the kid had a weapon. He may have had, a saw to get rid of some limbs?
Maybe a hatchet?
But it's not like he was, running around trying to hatchet people walking down the sidewalk.
He could have flung...
Or saw a woman in half on the sidewalk without her consent.
He could have flung that hatchet like a tomahawk and cleaved our officer right through the skull. I don't know. An 11-year-old?
Yeah, and I could reach over and grab the envelope opener and
stab
you in the eyeball or in the temple.
It could happen. I mean, these are certainly the problems.
A meteor could hit the studio in the next 5 minutes. Are we going to draw weaponry on the sky just because something could fall out of the sky?
Well, I would think that you would... I would hope that we're hiring law enforcement officers that can handle 11-year-olds building tree forts. And apparently, in this case, we're not. And it's disturbing. It's a disturbing trend where they're handing out tickets to 2-year-olds that are peeing in grassy spots that apparently dogs can pee in all day, but kids can't. 2-year-olds can't.
Yeah, because dog wiener is different than little kid wiener somehow.
I hope we're talking about wiener dogs here. 855-450-FREE. It's, I don't know what to do. I don't know what one does when one's in. How do we stop this, what appears to be a vortex of stupid that has surrounded the government as though, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's always been stupid. Maybe they've always been doing these things. I only have the perspective of a person who's 43 years old. I don't know. Have they been pulling guns on kids making tree forts?
I don't remember hearing stories about this 20 years ago. I don't remember hearing stories like this 10 years ago.
One thing we do know is that the internet has changed reporting dramatically because of bloggers. But bloggers put such pressure on reporters that they now have to report stories that they wouldn't necessarily have reported in the past, for better or for worse. There's also the entertainment bloggers out there, and there's far more entertainment news than I think that the public needs. But they certainly get it, they want it, and they'll pay for it. I don't know. What do you think we do? What do we do about a government's gone run amok? 855-450-3733. You can call in, explain it to me, because the only thing I've been able to come up with is the Free State Project. You pick up and you move towards other people, you know, near where other people who have the same concerns you do. And other than that, I don't know. Exposing it, taking video, that's certainly a good thing you can do where you are. I don't know. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. You can comment on our Facebook page, too. It's another way that we might see it. But I just, it seems like it's out of control. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
MeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. MeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, MeowBit. Go to MeowBit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.